Every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, it's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Now, with more, here's David Craig.
Hey, we're back. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. And my guests today are the Kelly twins, who had a show called Food Talk for about a decade over on KTRS. And, you know, I was talking to Matt Sorrell all about confusing feast and sauce, and sometimes this radio station gets confused with that one because we're we're 590, we're KFNS, and this is our show every Saturday from 11 to noon. Your husband, Dave Owens?
I am Maggie. Maggie's husband, yes.
Maggie's husband, thank you. What's he up to? Because when I tell people y'all were going to be on, they said, oh, well, yeah, I know her husband. And I guess he's done a variety of things in the food world.
Oh, Dave is a powerhouse. he's a great guy. Hi, honey, if you're listening right now, he's at work right now, actually, so he's probably not listening. Dave is chief chocolatier at Bissinger's Handcrafted Chocolatier.
Isn't he vice president of taste as well?
Oh, he's also VP of taste. He's got that very hipster title because he's a hipster guy. And, so he is, we both went to Bissinger's after we left, I mentioned Turin, and the CEO wanted to bring in a chef element, and Bissinger's had never actually, they had had candy makers, they'd never had a chef proper on site. So Dave answered that call. I did product development for about 4 years.
Maggie brought back the sugar plums. I thought that was one of the coolest things she did. Nobody knew what sugar plums were.
While that may or may not have happened, I cannot recall it this time.
Sorry.
Bissinger's created the sugar plum. So,
right.
radio faux pas.
I guess I thought everything Bissinger's was chocolate, but it's not.
Oh, no, much more than that. Much more than that. And it's a very disciplined thing, creating something like that and then extrapolating that out into thousands of pieces and yet maintaining a handcrafted quality. And so, and Dave is a master at, he's micro, macro, I'm telling you, he is the whole deal. So, so Dave is VP of taste and chief chocolatier of a company that's been in St. Louis over 80 years with a 300-something year history.
Going back
to Europe, yeah.
Right.
Okay, and back over to Bridget. You said you're working on a book. It's going to be about career change, about the working in the food biz, about sustainability, and a lot of stuff. But it's also very personal.
It's not so much about sustainability, but it is about... It will be cast against the backdrop of the industry and observations I have to share from years.
Well, give us your excerpt there that you've got. It's on your laptop.
All right, yeah. So... theoretically, this book will be called Back on the Floor at 44. The alternate working title could be Phoenix Rising. That would be me. This is really about me.
Let's talk about me.
This segment, I have segments called Frying Pan, Life, Industry, and one called Excuses, which is not ready for public consumption. Some gritty stuff here. This one's called Out of the Frying Pan, Into the Fire. Boom. One strategically placed hit right to the Adam's apple, and he's dead. Or at least deprived of oxygen such that I won't have to hear his indulgent, vicious tirade. I have also considered a fork to the throat or eyeballs. I wanted chefs who behave like this to be buried with my grandfather Kelly, the Irish chef, who knew the Irish could cook. Both my grandfathers were chefs. Great stories. Grandfather Kelly was moody and temperamental in the kitchen, the kind of chef I lack respect for. We soaked up story after story about him from our father. He said he got a call one time from the hotel in the Ozarks. I'm assuming this is circa 1960. Grandfather lost his temper and fired his entire kitchen staff at once. You better get down here, Robert. Daddy had ways of coping with his father. When he saw his father gearing up for an explosion, he would simply move his chef knife. Clever. You see, the chef's knife is an extension of his arm. Simply moving the knife would distract Grandpa, and he would forget what he was mad about in his desperate search for said knife. After all, what is a chef without one? Daddy was awesome with a knife. I remember when I was very little, I would watch him slicing with his knife in such a smooth, quick, fluid, never-ending motion. I couldn't wait until I could handle a knife like that. I digress. What was I thinking applying to wait tables at this restaurant? I assumed that I was going with a winner. Any port in a storm, just throw your anchor right out for a bit. It'll be like a duck to water. Ha! Tall one, an old pro on the floor, you'll meet him at a later entry, said it was like falling off a bike. I told him it was more like getting back on the horse that threw you. You have to make yourself get back on the horse. I had to get back on a quarter horse stallion who threw me when I was a little girl. Was I 10, 12? Knee high to a grasshopper, they'd have said. I saw that that animal's underbelly sail right over me. I remember it vividly. Big horse, little girl. If I didn't grab the reins and get back on right then, I would never be able to handle that animal. That was not an option.
Very good. Now, when the book comes out, will you name names?
No. That would, you know, like I said, it's not about the man I wanted to punch in the throat.
Yes.
Yeah, there's not enough books. Not enough books, not enough pages.
I could turn that into an entire chapter and multiple episodes that followed, but it really isn't about that. But that is something that one might, you know, I think about how we treat people in this industry and how we retain our level of professionalism. Where, you know, I was so happy, actually, surprisingly, to land back with Cardwell. Because mm-hmm. when you say that name, it engenders a lot of different responses. But make no mistake, that man has been around forever, and he has, everyone knows he has the cleanest kitchen in town. And there are other shining, brilliant kitchens because of him.
Oh, yeah. When I came back from California, and I had been in an amazing restaurant in California, Judy Rogers Zuni Cafe.
I don't want to miss this point.
Oh,
my point is, I've just returned to a place she left years ago.
Right.
And there are people there who have been there 12, 16, 18
that
years.
That I worked with.
Okay.
That I trained.
And they are loyal for a reason.
Offhand, his history, when he opened Clayton, 87, 88?
Now we go to
maybe.
Yes.
I know, I started.
In the 80s, I don't remember what
year.
Yeah,
and then sold it at some point after he had.
After 94.
After
like
he had opened Frontenac.
96,
and Frontenac opened, what, 93?
94. September 27th, 1994.
Wow.
She was there.
That lives in your personal infamy there.
We put out 1,000 plates a day. Amazing food.
Well, it was always interesting for us because we frequently would see local, you know, celebrities.
Everybody.
Celebrities,
oh,
yeah. You know, and my wife would turn around and, oh, look, there's Jerry Clinton. Oh, look, there's Brett Hall. Oh, look, there's this TV anchor, Big
sure.
Mac, whatever. And
Oh, that's still the case. That's still the case. I mean, he's an anchor. He's an icon.
And you said that you had some kind of news to share?
I do.
And
well, it's an interesting segue after Bridget talks about how we treat people in the industry.
Is Maggie Kelly of the Kelly Twins. Yes.
Yes. I heard from someone that again, it's a reunion of sorts, if you will. Sharon Tucci reached out to me a couple weeks ago, and she owns the largest talent agency in St. Louis. Her husband, Kim, mm-hmm. who owns
Pasta House.
Sorry, Kim. I love Kim. Kim contacted us years ago and said, hey, you guys need an agent. And so, in fact, I'm going to ask Sharon if we can have Lisa call it, you know, say she's our agent again. I saw her the other day. She says hello, Bridge.
We enjoy that.
And
every time she calls, she's supposed to say, hello, this is your agent.
She didn't say that the other day. So, anyway, we established a great relationship at that time with Talent Plus. And, you know, when I was talking, Sharon needed a food stylist recently and thought of me. And Talent Plus is getting ready to launch sort of a new division of their agency. And it is Talent Plus Local. It's their production manager. I can't speak. Production master. So what they're doing is they're creating a style board that it's like one-stop shopping of all of the best talent, visual artist talent in St. Louis. So you can imagine how flattered I was to hear from Sharon when she called us. She called on us to say, hey, I need to represent food visually, and I need someone to anchor that. So, I just met with her this week.
Very cool.
I will represent the food arm. They'll have film, wardrobe, design, hair, makeup, location experts. That's a big deal, like where you're going to look and the flavor of what you're putting forward. And
no pun intended.
Talent Plus Universal Style Board. So I will be, it's my dream job, playing with food. This is what I will be doing with Sharon Tucci. And when I talked to her today, I asked her about, you know, can I announce this? And she said that would be fantastic. And she also, one of the funny things we talked about this week was, would I put myself out there as Margaret Kelly or Maggie Kelly? And she said, you know, when you look in the mirror and you say Margaret, you don't smile. But when you say Maggie, your face naturally smiles.
I think Maggie's.
And we're all about fun.
I think Maggie's cool.
Who doesn't want to work with
Maggie
that?
Maggie is cool.
Maggie is so cool.
All right, so I've got about 30 seconds here. Quickly, when you all did your show over on KTRS, your top two guests and your top two guests. That
you
I mean, without getting into why and where, just name a name or two here.
Paul Krautman, one of our local farmers.
Okay.
He lives within an hour.
Brett Palmier, another local farmer. And
Madhur Jaffrey.
Oh, Madhur Jaffrey was magnificent.
Oh, Harold McGee.
Harold.
The science.
Food sciences.
On food and cooking.
Food and cooking.
Yeah,
yes.
We video interviewed him, too.
Mario was okay.
Mario was cool.
He was all right. Was
no no chefs, no restaurant owners?
Steve Gontram.
Okay.
Talking about
Richie LaRusso.
Yeah. Rich LaRusso. God, they don't
Julie Ridlon with the chef's market report every week saying
you know,
what's coming in local.
It was a fun show.
Andy Ayers.
Our hero.
We need to have lunch.
Two? Just two, David?
I need to make a list.
We did this because we loved it.
Thank you guys very much. It's nice to have met you a few weeks ago, and thank you for coming in and doing a segment with us on Food Talk STL.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On 590 The Fan, KFNS, and gosh, we're just about done. Mm-hmm. Let me mention that we are on the web at Food Talk. It's foodtalkstl.com. We're on Twitter at Food Talk STL, and we're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios. Wait, I'm listening for that theme music. Do I hear it? Oh, there it is.
Well done.
Very, very low.
Thanks, Matt.
Very subtle. Yes, thanks, Matt.
Good job, Matt.
And keep listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS. Have a great weekend.